Fasting during the month of Ramadan is one of the pillars of Islamic teachings. Fasting for Muslims means that all physically fit and mature Muslims have to totally and completely abstain from food, drink, etc. during this period of time. There are many reasons and benefits to fasting. Some are spiritual and some are of a social nature. The fasting during the month of Ramadan is not for atonement or repentance. It is not a sort of punishment. It is a religious ritual for a positive purpose. The month of Ramadan is an annual training program for Muslims to strengthen the soul and spirit, to energize ourselves spiritually by strengthening our willpower and controlling our desires. At the end of the month, a Muslim hopes to become spiritually a stronger person, in control of their own life, rather than being a slave to their desires. On a social dimension, while Muslims fast, they become hungry and thirsty, and during that period, they can relate more to the suffering of the hungry and poor people around the world. This realization stimulates the element of charity and sharing in us. In this sense, the month of Ramadan is also a month of sharing and charity. Fasting is not just abstaining from food. While we are fasting, we should also try our best to reform our behavior and attitude towards others. There are many things which will not technically invalidate our fasting, but they surely are against the spirit and purpose of fasting. For example, the Prophet said that lying, backbiting, and lustful glances destroy the spirit of fasting. Yes, there may be a physical benefit in fasting. Some have said fasting for as little as 3 days can regenerate the entire immune system. On a social level, fasting of Ramadan softens our hearts to be more charitable towards the less fortunate ones in the society. It decreases the gap between the poor and the rich. However, the main purpose of the fasting as stated by Allah Himself is the spiritual dimension. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Fasting of the heart is better than the fasting of the tongue, and fasting of the tongue is better than fasting of the stomach." Based on this, the scholars of ethics have divided the fasting into 3 levels. Number 1, the basic level of fasting is the fasting of the stomach. Stomach here is a symbol for physical desires of all types of food, drink, and etc. Number 2, the moral level is a level above the basic level. A person doesn't just refrain from the things forbidden in the basic level. They refrain from other faculties of the body, such as the tongue, the eyes, the hands, the feet, etc. Number 3, the spiritual level is the fasting of the heart, in which one focuses only on Allah and refrains from focusing on unnecessary issues of this world. In saying this, we should have a resolution for this Ramadan. The first resolution should be to see the level of consciousness of God in your life. One should consider the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt as the first role models. The second resolution should be to evaluate your life with your family. At times, people take their near ones for granted and unknowingly tend to ignore their rights. Strengthen the ties with them and be concerned for their spiritual as well as material well-being. The third resolution is that we should look how to increase the spirituality in our homes. Is the Quran being recited on a daily or at least weekly basis? Do we read the sayings of the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt? Do we teach our children in this manner? Do we encourage them to give charity? Ramadan is indeed the time of searching for yourself and reforming your life to become a better Muslim.